There's a big problem that is brewing in Zambia, and that problem is basically that the government is more interested with the employers than the employees. We have paid stores. These are stores that have come from outside Zambia. Their conditions of service are very minimal, and yet government has paid a blind eye to them. We have the mines in this country, but government is more interested in giving tax holidays to the owners of the mines as opposed to the ones working in the mines. This is a big problem for our country.
But Harry, these companies you have mentioned have been in Zambia for a long time. So why is the government being blamed here? It's not a fair criticism, supporters of the government say.
I think what is important to remember is that this particular government, which is currently in power, came on the platform that they were going to ensure that some of the excesses that were not looked at by the previous regime will be addressed when they come into government. They have come into government, and so we are holding them accountable to what they had promised the people in the mines. They promised the workers in the mines that they were going to see better days than they were seeing before they came into government. They had promised workers working in these chain Shoprite stores that they were going to have better wages and better services, which they are not seeing today. And so we are just calling them to account for the promises that they had given the Zambian people, promises they have failed to fulfill.
How will this help the ordinary Zambian worker? Because your critics are saying this is yet another opportunity for you to provide solutions to the challenges you see instead of bashing the government.
Look, I think for government will be missing an opportunity if they'll be looking at this as the mere criticism from the opposition. This is not a mere criticism. This is what is obtaining on the ground. Our ordinary workers are struggling in front of their employers, and government has chosen to elect silence. We have situations where our employees have been abused by their employers, but government has elected silence, clearly telling you that this government is on the side of the employers as opposed to the employees, because the majority of the people, especially those in the mines, have continued to suffer abuse. They have continued to suffer low wages. They continue to suffer, and yet the government has elected silence.
Supporters of the government that I have spoken with said this new government has made efforts to try to ensure a win-win situation between workers' protection and, you know, the employers, who will create more jobs for Zambians to work in, thereby reducing the unemployment rate in Zambia, and that this should be the way forward instead of criticism being leveled by the opposition just to score cheap political points ahead of the next elections.
And exactly this is what is going to bring down this government in 2026, because they don't want anybody to say anything about them. And the truth be told, we are speaking about facts. Let me draw an example here which is very clear. Before they came in government, they said that they will insist on making sure that the wages of Zambians working in the mines was going to be like that of countries like Chile and Argentina, which countries are also copper producing. This has not happened. What has happened is that the miners in Zambia continue wallowing in abject poverty. Government has gone ahead to give tax holidays to the owners of the mines, and yet they have not given any tax incentives to the workers working in the mines. This is where the problem is.
In politics, the popular saying is that you campaign in poetry and you govern in prose. There are unforeseen circumstances. What is the way forward from your perspective?
The way forward from our perspective is that government must be more people sensitive. Government must begin feeling the challenges that the people are going through. Time is up. Zambian people are going to hold them accountable for everything that they did and said. And because of that, they cannot say that we are just criticizing them for the sake of criticizing them. We are speaking because most of our people are wallowing in poverty. We are speaking because our people have been neglected. We are speaking because this government, they give tax holidays, they give tax incentives to outsiders and not Zambians. And when we speak, they accuse us of baseless criticism.